This is the Clarion Report, watching, reporting and counteracting global terrorism.
Time is 8:49. Meir Rusfersky from Clarion Projects joining me on the line. Meir, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
This Norway mosque shooting, that's being probed as a terror attack, a shooting at a mosque in Norway being investigated as a possible act of terrorism, according to police. This took place on Saturday. Tell us about it.
Well, luckily, there was only one person who was killed. It appears that this shooter, who was part of a, I don't know if you could call it a network, but definitely in the ideology of white supremacy, and of these other, shooters like Christchurch and what happened in El Paso. It's kind of like gaining steam, you know? And so this, shooter was planning to go in and shoot up as many people as possible, it seems like. But thankfully only one person was killed, which is one person too many. And actually a 75-year-old man who was the victim of one of the other victims was able to overpower him.
Incredible. Why are we, you know, is this kind of thing, even assuming that he doesn't have, this bloke didn't have links to any of the other white supremacists around the world, does this type of thing, and you use the word gathering momentum, is this catchy in a way?
I think that it is. You know, we've seen this, that basically this was one of the copycat shooters, but it's more than copycat. There is this ideology in the world that is, why do I say it's gaining steam? Because we have a type of connectedness that we never had before. We have the internet and we have all sorts of, we have the dark net and all sorts of things that people can connect with these terrible, hateful ideologies and egg each other on. So he was kind of, from his posts, it seems like, you know, he was like, okay, you know, I'm in with you guys. And there is like this kind of idea of, okay, who's going to be next and who's going to get more than this body count or that body count.
And is there a specific reason or understanding as to why this happened in Norway?
I don't think that there's any big, from my perspective, I don't see it as any big understanding. Certainly there's a lot of anger all around, you know, the world, if you have this ideology about immigrants or about Muslims or about Jews or anybody who, you know, rubs you the wrong way, that's not your native white, you know, person in your country. But I think it's the fact that everybody is so connected now on these internet channels.
Absolutely, absolutely frightening. Do you see a way of counteracting this?
Well, I think that the problem is that the world has become so polarized. I mean, if you look at what's happening in the United States, you know, the left just went crazy after President Trump was elected, right? And so you have like the people on the far left, like Antifa, and, you know, people talking about reparations for slavery. You have people talk, you know, about microaggressions and every little thing, you know, opening the borders, and people are on the far right are freaking out about this. I think everybody in the middle is probably freaking out, but they're not the crazed people that are going to go out and take a gun and shoot people. And they're the kind of people that can still have a dialogue and still talk about it and still be reasonable about it. But because the fringes have gotten so vocal and so unreasonable, I think they're almost like they, well, we talk about it on Clarion Project as the war of extremes. And there is this theory of acceleration, especially on the far right with the white supremacy, that they want to provoke a race war. They want to, okay, let's just do this already. Let's, you know, let's go to war and let's be rid of this kind of thing. So there's this feeling, and that's really what they're trying to provoke.
Major David Katz is in studio. What do you think?
Well, I think we've discussed this on numerous occasions about how the middle is being held hostage to the
left
extremes and the right and to the extremes. We've spoken about
exactly
the ease of communication now also. Like you say, the networking is just so much easier. for these fringe groups to network with each other and get ideas and read each other's manifestos and get spurred on. So yes, I agree with you 100%. How do you combat it? That's going to be the big question in the future. How do
because the only way in which I'm seeing it is that all mosques and synagogues, and ultimately it's going to be churches as well, because if they don't adhere to a certain absolute ideology prescribed by the very far right or the very far left, there's everybody's at risk.
Well, that's the new world, is gun up and lawyer up. I mean, that's basically what's going to be having to happen.
Too cynical for a Monday morning.
No, I don't know if that's so cynical. I think that's a reality, is that people are going to have to conduct their own defense of their places of worship. I mean, that's where we're going with this. I think it's, you actually got to be pretty silly these days to conduct one of your religious services without a bit of security on the front gate.
Frightening.
Right. I think that that's absolutely correct. But I think that what has to be done on a political level is that everybody on the middle, they can be the middle left, they can be the middle right, has to start coming together and saying, okay, we have to stop this. We have to have reasonable policies. We have to stop all this crazy rhetoric and just act in a reasonable way. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I think that that's going to be the only solution.
I think you're right, but when has the middle ever been vociferous? I mean, I'd love a couple of examples where the middle has actually taken charge, and we are the majority. There's no doubt about it, but we never really have a voice as much as the people on the fringes.
Yes,
unfortunately.
Because by nature we don't actually feel as strongly, by definition, as people on either of the extremes.
Absolutely, because we don't embrace the ideology. We're too busy going out there earning a living, going to work, supporting our kids, putting them through school. You know, we the middle. The messy middle that goes out there and does the job at the end of the day. We're too busy to sit and worry about these type of things.
Yep.
And I think if we want to preserve our way of life, this whole silent majority, as we used to call it in America, it has to stop being silent. And people have to get political and have to stand up for these kind of things.
Absolutely right, Mary Oswersky. That's where we leave it.